Philip Sample Pierre, Dr. D. Sergeant Grade, today's date is 10. Correction 02-17-2022. Dictation is 4. Sukpawan Johal. Johal spells J O H A L. Sukpawan spells S U S K P A W A N. Date of birth is 12-24-1960. This 61 year old young lady here for routine follow up period. Patient has a history of diabetes type 2, hypertension, obesity. Is there for a follow-up for this condition? She states that since her last visit here, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care elsewhere. Next paragraph, review system. Patient reports headache, semicolon. She said this is not the worst headache of her life. She says she has a strong family history of migraines and thinks she has migraines also. She said before the headache started, she was seeing black dots. Then the headache started. She stated that she took one of her sister's sumatriptan, 25 milligrams, and it worked. Said the headache at the moment is approximately 4 or 5 because she just took one of her sister's sumatriptan. It was early, approximately 7 out of 10, gradual onset. And state with headache when it was when headache is located on the left side of her head, period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph. Denies abdominal pain. Denies problem with urination. Denies frequent urination. Denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. Next paragraph. Denies blurred vision or double vision, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 166 over 99. Pulse 76, respiration 18. Temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen. Distended secondary to obesity, soft, non-tender, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no organomegaly. No peritoneal signs, period. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph, extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert-oriented. Times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2. Number 2. Assessment number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, obesity. Number 4, migraine headache. Next paragraph. Patient was offered labs because of her ongoing diabetes and high blood pressure, as well as headache. Her headache appears to be classic migraine with the aura. She was offered medication for a migraine. She declined. She said she will continue to use her sister's. Period. Next paragraph. Patient stated she will return sometime next week to have her labs drawn. She was given a blood pressure sheet to record her blood pressure daily for 10 days and to fax the results back to us, or to just bring it and drop it to the front desk so we can see if our medication needs to be adjusted, period. She says she understands and will comply, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, metformin, 1,000 milligrams. She will take 1 pill BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Freestyle Libre, 2-sensor, 14-day system, number 1. Next paragraph, a finger stick was done in the clinic today. A finger stick revealed glucose at 240-47. Patient had a lengthy discussion about glucose control. She says she understands and will comply. End of the patient.